Okay, so we are on the top of Chaf Beis. Today's office Chaf Beis. So we're in the middle of discussing the sugya of Charata and Pesach. So we're up to the story, three lines from the top. Ba'a Barate de Raviane Saba. So the son of the daughter of Raviane Saba, meaning his grandson, also the Kamei de Raviane Saba. Came in front of Raviane Saba. I guess he had a neder, right? He had a neder to be matir his neder. So Amar Lei, so Raviane Saba said back to him, "Ila hava yadata de pasin pinkasach o mimash machine be ovodach miner dart." Had you known at the time of your neder that when you make a neder, if learned this way in Shemayim, they open up your book that has all your ma'isim written inside. And then they check all your ma'isim, whether they're good or whether they're bad, they check all your ma'isim. Had you known that if you would open yourself, by taking a neder, you open yourself up. Had you known that at the time of the neder, would you have taken the neder? What? What do you mean?
He says if you would have known.
If you would have known this fact that I'm telling you now.
How does his grandson know that they open the books and things like that?
The father, grandson, father is telling him. So the grandfather told the grandson, "You grandson, had you known this fact at the time you made the neder, would you have made the neder?" He says, "Lo, I would not have made the neder. That's pretty scary stuff. I wouldn't have made the neder." So Bishari, so he's mad to the neder. So you see that Raviane Saba holds that we don't use charata. You have to do a pesach. You have to go back to the original time at the time of the neder. Would you have made the neder to begin with? He says, "No." So he says there he wouldn't have made the neder. So Amar Rabbi Abba. Right, Amar Rabbi Abba, Mikra. What's the pasuk from where we learn that when you take the neder, you open your books in Shemayim and you check all his ma'isim? Pasuk says in Mishnah, "Va'achar nidarim levaker." Yes, after the vows, they check. After the person takes the neder in Shemayim, they're vakrim, which means they check his ma'isim. We afagav the pasuk Rabbi Yani lei, even though Rabbi Yana used this as a pesach. Anan lo pasach kinan lebaha. We do not use this pesach to be matir nedarim. Reason being, the Rush explains. Sorry, we'll find the Rush. So it's the third Rush. Velo pasach kinan bahada. It says dafil im eno mitcharet. Even if he's really not have charata about what he said. He'll say that he was mischaret. Why? No one's going to say, no problem. Let them check me in Shemayim. In other words, it's not going to be a full-fledged, honest regret. So there, because it's just scaring them. And then now the Gemara's going to give a list of other things that we don't use in order to express, to get them to do regret, because it's too much. It's too much. Clearly, it's going to force them to say something, even though they may not necessarily agree to it. We don't do open a Pesach with the following. The Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My Pasach Lei. What should my Pasach Lei Rabbi Gamliel? Who Saba? What did Rabbi Gamliel use to this Saba who came to Matir's Neder? Rabbi Gamliel would darish the Pasach. Yesh boteh kimad kiros cherev ulushon chachamim arpeh. There's somebody who was like stabbed with iron spears. And the words of the wise are going to heal them. So, what's this Rasha? Kol haboteh. Anyone who does bitui svatayim, anyone who's boteh, who makes a neder, right? Who's mavate svatayim, roi ledokro becherev. It's right that he should be speared, or he should be impaled by the spear. The lashon chachamim marpeh, but the chachamim they can be mater his neder. And we don't tell the noder. Had you known at the time, that you made an ad there that the Chachamim view you as somebody who should be stabbed by a spear. That's how bad it is. Because if you were cautious, if you teach him that this chumra of the neder, he's going to be embarrassed. And he's going to think that he's been mazalzel by Verus. And that's the reason why he's going to be mati neder. Not because he has actual regret about the neder. So we don't use that because it's too much. It's too heavy. So we use a word. It's too heavy. And we don't use the following. Netanya, we are learning a brisa. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Hanoder, someone takes a neder, it's so chomer, it's ki ilu bon Obama. It's as if he's built an Obama, obviously a time where he's not allowed to build Obama, as if he built Obama, the Hamikayamo, and so on, who keeps the neder and doesn't have Seilas Chacham, it's even more chomer, ki ilu makriv alav carbon. It's as if you're makriv a carbon on Obama. Guys say, well, I don't want to be makriv a carbon on Obama. So that's not karat enough, because he doesn't have regret about the neder itself. So, Ron just says, nice, interesting Ron, but what's the connection between a node and making a neder and being bona Obama? So he says, Hanoder kilo bona Obama, Ron says on the side, Bishas Isser Habamos, obviously it's a time it's Isser Habamos, because if it's time Hetz Habamos, then it's butter. But, Venir Be'enai, Tilahachi Midamina Le Libone Obama. This is the reason why it's compared to bona Obama. Mishum, the Salika Daite, the noder, the person who's taking the neder, basically the person who's adding on these chumras and taking another, the mitzvah of it. He thinks he's doing a mitzvah. The rachmana asher b'mili di isura. The Torah tells him certain things that are asher. The ihu nami asher nashe. So he's just also making things asher to himself. What's he doing any different than the Torah? The ka'amar the ta'i, the adarabam. We say, no, he's mistaken. It was on the contrary. Lebone boma dami. Yeah, he's like bone above him. Why didn't he the Rachman Asari like Ruve Karbanos Bifnim? Right? Since the considered Obama. The Torah told him that he has to be marked with Karbanos on the inside. And as Hare, the low losif Allah, Libanos Bama, Vilahakri Vachutz. The Torah says you build it on the inside. Don't think, oh, Torah says I can build it on do Karbanos on the inside. Karbanos are a great thing, I'll do it on the outside. So Hachinami, the Hidra Rachman Asari Devarim Asurim. Yeah, the Torah said to you certain things are Asar. He Mosif Iu. Because this guy who's being Mosif, Amayda Asur Rachmana, on what the Torah, he's adding Isurim, then what the Torah told him is Asur, Pasha, he's making a sin. Who are you to make more Isurim? The Torah told you what's what to do, what you have to do before you start adding some other stuff. So Naziris, the Torah gives you permission. It's specific in the Torah. Right, who says? Maybe Naziris is not the greatest thing. I mean, there's a machlokas, major machlokas about Naziris, right? Because the guy said he didn't eat any of the carbons of the Nazir, except for that one guy who saw himself in the reflection. It's not enough. Why are you doing that? And also, why is this lashon of Bama? Because there's always an aspect of Kedusha. Because we say that the noder matvis be karbon. The kavan shein karbon or ratzoi. When you do a karbon, there's a Ron here saying that you do have pasi, you do have the language is already like kona, right? Like a karbon. So, right? So, nimsa kibon the Bama of makri b'chutz. It's like, it's this whole idea of the karbon, but it's outside the base of Migdash. That's the idea that so we don't use this as a pasach. That's too heavy for the noder. Okay, so we say now the Gemara says about this Bereisha, which means Hanodek Ilu Ban Obama Paschinam. That's enough. That we can use for to make a Pesach. We can ask the Noder, had you known that the Neder is so chomer, it's as if you built Obama, would you have been Noder? That we can use. Why? That's not a Veir is not so chomer. Because he built Obama, he built Obama. That's not a big deal. But Beseifa, the Talmud, as if he was makriv a carbon on the Obama, that is a machlokas. Abai Amar Paschinan. We can use that as a Pesach. Rav Amar Lo Paschinan. We cannot use that as a Pesach. And we don't ask him. Had you known that if you would have kept your neder, it's equivalent to being to sacrificing a carbon on Obama, would you have made a neder? Because we're in Bechoshesh, because of the chumra of the aveira, he's going to be embarrassed, and he won't, and he'll lie and say he's haskarata, even though he really does not.
According to a Rav that says we do not suggest it, doesn't say we don't use it as Pesach.
That's what Pesach means. Right. It's a machlokas of how you interpret. It's a machlokas of how you read the word what Pesach means. It was a Rashi. It was Rashi earlier. It says Pesach means that he says that the Chacham doesn't suggest this initially, yeah. But if he comes and says it, then that's one thing. Right. But most of the Rishonim know that Pesach means we don't use this. I don't know who it is. Maybe must be calling the Rashi over there. Okay. Rav Kahana Masni Lo Lahashemaita Bahadein Lishna. So Rav Kahana, I guess he learned this machlokes between Abaye and Rava with the following lashon. Right? We learned just above that their machlokes is whether or not you can use Ilu Makvel Obama, the Seifa, whether you can use that as a Pesach. But he learned it this way. He says, That's how he learned it. Sorry, that's how he learned it. He learned it that way, that the machlokes and Abayi and Rava is on the Sefer, as to whether or not we can use Ke'ilu Makar Korban Alabama as a Pesach. But Rav Tevye may Masni Hachi. He says, we learned it this way. B'Sefer lo Pasrinan. Everyone agrees we don't use the Sefer. U'v'Reisha, the machlokes and the Reisha, Abayi Amar Pasrinan, the Rava Amar lo Pasrinan, V'Hilchasa Shalo Pasrinan lo B'Reisha lo B'Sefer. The Lach is, we don't use either of these as a Pesach, or we don't suggest either of these as a Pesach in order to be Matir the Neder. The Gemara now brings another Pesach that we don't use. The Lo Pasrinan Bohanami de Shmuel. We also don't use the following that Shmuel used. The Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, someone who takes a Neder, Afar Pisha Mikayimo, even if you keep the Neder, Nikra Rasha. He's called a Rasha. And we don't ask the Noder, had you known this thing, that even though if you kept the Neder, you still call a Rasha, would you still have made the Neder? Because like this again, a person's going to be embarrassed and say, oh yeah, I don't know, I was a Rasha? Of course I would have made the Neder. It's too fearful, too scary, too heavy for them. And he's going to say that he's had Charat even though he didn't. So Amar Rabbi Avohu Maikra, what's the Pasuk from which we learned that even someone who upholds his Neder is considered a Rasha? Because the Pasuk says in Devarim Perich of Gimel, V'chi sechdal lindor, right, if you take the neder, lo yiyeh b'chachet. Right, the Pasuk says before, if it's eino techdal, there's no chet, so right, so we say, I guess, how's that work?
That means if you're not fulfilled.
If you're not fulfilled the neder, he said, if you don't take the neder, lo yeh b'chachet. Mashmah, if you take the neder even if you fill it, there will be a chet. V'yaliv chadalah chadalah. Right, how do we know that chadalah means that he's a rasha? K'siv hacha ki tzechtol nindor, v'k'siv hasam, sham rishayim chadlu roges. Pasuk in Iyov. That chadalah is the part perishes rishayim. So therefore, by neder, it's saying that it's rishayim. That it's a rasha who does the neder. So, I guess you won't have... still considered called a Rasha, I guess.
So does that mean anybody who takes another is a Rasha?
According to Shmuel, yes. Amar Rav Yosef, we don't want you to take Nadarim. You know, the Torah says, you know, don't do Nadarim, but if you do, these are the rules. The Torah apparently just doesn't want to. What does it mean you're called a Rasha? You have Veros, you can't get Shnisha? Yeah, I don't know what it means to be called a Rasha.
But I thought the whole point of the Nadarim becomes closer to Hashem.
I don't think we saw that anywhere.
By Nazir, we mentioned that.
Nazmi may have mentioned that. Right. So, these are also ways that people are using to try to get people out of the Bimati the Nadar. So does it mean literally he's a Russian? I don't know. Amar Rav Yosef. We could bring another raya from the Mishnah that someone who upholds his Nadar is called a Russia. Afana Namitanina. There's a Mishnah on Daftes. Someone who says, Kenidrek Sherim, Lo Amar Klom. If someone says, this Nadar is like the Nadar of the Ksherim. That doesn't count for anything, because the Ksheim don't take Nadarim. And he says, but Kenidre Rishayim, if he's like the Nadar of the Rishayim, then Nadar, if Kenidre Rishayim Nadar, but Nazir Vekorban Shvua, right, since the Rishayim are to take a Nadar all on these things, Kenidre Rishayim Nadar, or Ben Nazir, or Rekorban, or Mixer Shvua, with those things, those are all considered Nadarim. So basically the way it goes, he goes, Kenidre Rishayim Hareini, right, he says like a Kenidra Rishayim Harini Nazir, and he's a Nazir. Kenidra Rishayim Harini is a Korban, it's a Korban. If he says it, if he connects it to Nidra Rishayim, we say that is a valid Nadir. So you see from there that the Rishayim take Nadarim, the Ksheirim do not take Nadarim. Okay? Fine. So now, Mara brings out a bit of a gadita. I'm not too sure where the segue is into this. Right, Rashi says, well, let's read the phrase. Amar Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar of Yonasan, those using learning Geras HaRamban, we'll find this familiar. Kol HaKoes, Kol Minei Gehenim Sholtim Bo.
Because it's saying here that usually the person anger is what makes person...
Right,
anger.
I know that, but where did we say that right now about anger in the Nether?
The Arsper says.
Oh. But who does he quote?
Nobody.
Okay.
The Quran.
Now, he also has a note here, but doesn't give a... I guess that's to say that's the logical extension of what's going on here, okay? Amar Rabbi Shmuel, sorry?
What's the connection again?
That someone usually take a neder out of anger. So now we're going to talk a little bit about anger. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, but it happens to be all a lot of these cases we had the previous. Not just, you know, I'm not going to sell this to you. I'm not going to. You can't have my stuff.
Right away, he makes a neder.
Right. Well, those days it seems to have been. It's sociologically, it seems to be that neder was the weapon of choice in those days. I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Kol ha-koes komin ha-gehenim sholtim bo. Whoever has kaas, all types of gehenim, attached to him. Shenem ha-aris, the pasuk says in Koheles. V'ha-aser kaas milibecha. Remove anger from your heart. And by doing so, v'ha-aver ra'am mibsarecha. You will remove the evil from your flesh. What does evil mean? V'ein ra'a ela gehenim. And ra'a means gehinom, I guess is the way to pronounce it. Shneamar, the pasuk says, "Kol pa'al Hashem lema'aneu." Everything Hashem brought, everything Hashem created, was in order to praise Him. The gam rasha liyom ra'a, and also the rasha was created to be shevach Hashem, because when the rasha gets punished in his day of going to Gehenim, he's going to praise Hashem. So you see that that ra'a liyom ra'a means the day of Gehenim. Gam rasha liyom ra'a means the day of reckoning, which will be the day he goes to Gehenna. What? That's right. The low ode, and not only that, that if you have anger, besides the spiritual issue that you're going to have, there's also a physical manifestation. The low ode, elosha tachtonios. It's some sort of, I don't know, maybe it's hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids. Sholto's bow. He gets hemorrhoids. Shenemar, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Devarim, Perichav Ches, about Golos.
He says stomach trouble.
Okay, right. V'nasan Hashem lecha Sham. Hashem will give to you there. Lev ragaz v'kilyon einayim v'davon nefesh. Right, lev ragaz, some sort of heart and some
trembling heart
and weaker eyes and a worrisome soul. V'ezu davar shemichales einayim v'madas nefesh. What is the thing that weakens the eyes and pains the soul? Halei omer elu tachtonios. This is hemorrhoids. Again, I don't know what the raya is. They just hemorrhoids. I don't know what the raya is. They're just saying, we just reinterpret that as tachtonios. So I'm not exactly sure what the raya of the pasuk is. I guess maybe they know medically that tachtonios does this. So that's why when it says it must be tachtonios. Anyway, what?
Okay. It's all anger.
No, the anger causes that. And what's the?
It's all anger issues. It's basically a type A personality.
I don't know if it's type A personality. It's just somebody who gets angry. Type A personality is somebody who's very, very productive.
It just has ulcers.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure what tachtonios are. So whoever has their own papers or what tachtonios are, fine. It's some sort of physical manifestation that you have regarding anger. So ula. Ula now brings a maisa that's connected to what we just said. Ula b'miske le'aral Yisrael. When he was going up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, it lavu le train b'nei Choza b'hadai. Two Jews from the city of Mechoza came up with him, and they were known to be, easily angered. Right? These guys came up with him.
The hotheads.
So, correct. So, kam chad shachte lechavre. One got up, he was angry, and he shechted his friend. So, amr lei, so the rotseach then goes to Ula, yo savi, did I do a good thing? So, Ula's terrified right now. What's he supposed to say? Nah, you did the wrong thing, you shouldn't have killed him. He was worried for his life, the guy's going to kill him. So, amr lei, so Ula says, yeah, it was fine, right? Not only that, Ula adds though, this is strange. Uparle beis hashchita, you should just chop his head off quicker. You know, just finish the job so he dies quickly.
But clean
of course, right. So ki also the comment of Rabbi Yochanan. So when Ula got to Eretz Yisrael, he came to Rabbi Yochanan. He told him what happened. Va'amrale, and Ula's upset at himself. He says, "Dimu chasholom achziki yidei uveyavreira." Maybe chasholom. I was mechazik. Listen, he wasn't. He's not guilty of any part of the murder because the guy already sliced his throat. But maybe he was mechazik. He strengthened the hands of someone who was doing an aveira. So Amar Leisur of Yonchanan says back to Ula, "You don't have to worry about that because Nashach Hitzalta. You're saving your own life. It was Pikuach Nefesh." So the problem was that Rav Yochanan thought that this took place in Eretz Yisrael. And Katama Rav Yochanan was bewildered. He says, "Mifti Ksiv." It says in the pasuk, "V'nasan Hashem l'cha sham leiv ragas." It says Hashem will give you their leiv ragas. That only that anger issue in that pasuk is only there in Bavel, Chutz La'aretz. B'vavel Ksiv, because sham is Bavel, and leiv ragas means someone that who's angry. But this ben mechuzah, this took place in Eretz Yisrael. How could the anger have gotten the best of him? You don't see anger issues in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in those days. So Amar Leih, so what? So Amr Leih, Hahu Shaita Anab, because the answer was at that time where the Ritzicha took place, Lo Avrinan Yardina. They had not yet crossed the river, Jordan River. It was still on the east bank, so to speak, and that's why the anger episode could have taken place. Okay. A little more got it. Amr Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Kol HaKoes, whoever gets angry, afilu shechina eina chashuva kinegdo. Guy gets angry, doesn't even feel or recognize the fact that the shechina is standing next to him. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Rasha kikova apo, the Rasha who's like taken over by his anger, bal yidrosh, what's the full pasuk? Rasha kikova apo, bal yidrosh, in elokim kol mizimosav. So the Rasha Kegova Apo Bal Yidrosh Ein Elokim Komis Omosav. All his Hashem is not even in his thoughts. When he's got angry, yeah, it's a big problem. So Rav Yirmiyah Midifte Amar, he says not only that, whoever gets angry, Mishakeach Talmudo, he forgets what he learned, Umosiv Tifshus, and it adds Tifshus, whatever that means. Shnei Amar, how's he translate Tifshus?
Stupid.
Silliness. So he becomes a silly person. That means Shneimar kikas v'cheik ksilim yanuach. If there's anger in the lap, that's where the fools sit. Uksiv, and it says by ksil, it says by fool. Uksil yifrosh ivelis. The fool is revealed in front of everybody. So if you're koes, you become a ksil, and that adds to your tomfoolery. I guess it adds to your silliness. Rav Nachum, Rav Yitzchak Amar, anyone who angers, gets angry, biyadua, she'avonosav, merubin zchuyosav. If someone gets angry, we know for a fact that he has more averos than he has mitzvah. Shnei Amar, says in Mishlei, who ba'al chema, the one who's filled with anger, rav pesha, he has more, there it says filled with anger, but he has more sins, we're interpreting it. Whoever has koes has many, has rov, meaning more than sins. Amar of Adam Rabbi Chanina Ilmale Lo Chatu Yisrael, had Bnei Yisrael not sinned, Lo Nitan Lehem Ela Chamisha Chum Sheitor V'Seifu Yeshu Bulvad. Had they not sinned, they would not have needed anything more than the Chamisha Chum Sheitorah and Sefer Yeshua. Why Sefer Yeshua? She'er Kosh Yisrael Hu, because that's where it talked about dividing the land. We need that for practical purposes to divide up the land. So my time, how do we know that all the other Sifrei Nevi'im would not have been needed? Because the pasuk says in Koheles, Ki Berov Chachma Rav Kas. Because of many Divrei Chachamos, Berov Chachma means the words of the Chachamim, but because of the words of the Chachamim are there because of Rav Kas, because of the fact that Hashem, that Bnei Israel angered Hashem. It's another interpretation of that pasuk. Rav the Chachma comes because of the Rav Kas, because of the many times that we angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why he sent all the Nevi'im. So had we not angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would not have needed the Nevi'im, except for Yeshua, which we need to divide the land. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back to deal with Hataras Nedarim. Right? Amar Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, Ein niskakin le'elokei Yisrael. We don't, I guess, l'chachilo try to be matir a shvua, right? Shvua, shame usually means, if you have a name of Hashem, it usually means you talk about a shvua. So we don't try to be matir the shvua if the person swore b'shem Hashem. Which is interesting because I thought there was a shita that said that in order for the shvua to be chal, you have to use b'shem Hashem. That's one of the ran in the opening omelet, right?
So the shvua does not have to b'shem Hashem to be chal?
That's what I'm saying. I thought that was a machlokas. But Ron says, Yeshua lo ba yishem. He says, Yeshua does not need a shame. But maybe that, right, so then that Rabbeinu Tam says that's a mushma b'dei achirim. But mushma pi atzma lo ba yishem. Okay. So if you use shame Hashem in the Shvua, if you shame Hashem in the Shvua, we're not makir that neder chutz, unless he took a shua and said, konem ishti nenes li, I swear that my wife, I walk out hanah for my wife, I walk out hanah for me. Why? Because she gunva is kisi, because she took the money out of my wallet, v'she hiksa is pini, or she hit my sons, v'noda, when you find out afterwards, shelo gunva v'shelo ikatu, in those cases, we're matir the neder, even with a shua. I'm not sure why you need matir neder, isn't that made on a tie? So that, I don't know what the, why the neder, maybe the shua is chal, I'm not sure why it's chal. Okay, look at the Ran. He says, "Hayiti Savar Lomar." The Ran says, the opening Ran, I thought I would say, "The Alpha Gav Daskinan Lekamon." Even though we say later on, "Dachav Ches," the Beisham Beisil Pligi, Beisham Beisil have Machlokas, you may she Ela Beshvu Olo, whether or not you have Shaila in a Shvu or not. The Kaimalaki Beisil, the Amim Yeshe Ela, and we pass in like Beisil that there is Shaila when it comes to Shvu. Rav Asi Hachika Amar. Rav Asi is basically saying this: Nihi the Yeshe Ela, even though there is Shaila, Miu Lechachila, Lechachila Einis Kakim. We do not go for it lechatchila. I mean, we just figure out a way to get there, or he has to come to you, right? Ella, unless he says konim ishti nenes mishum shalom beso. But that's because shalom bayis. We wanted to be together, so there, you know, it's a shame Hashem. Same thing by the sota. We erase the shame Hashem for shalom bayis here too for shalom bayis. We'll erase the shame Hashem. He says ve'enach noachli. But that doesn't make sense to me. The beisham invited me to rabbanon ba'alma kamri. Beisham is talking about me to rabbanon. It's a bal yachal divuro, which would be Shishamay learns. That means he can't be violated with words, but other people can. So and that's hashivah shvuah namikai. Or base hell amr mefilim with rabbanan. So im came kamli Rav Asi ki Beishamay. It's like Rav Asi becomes like Beishamay. Why? Because the fact that Beis Hillel says for sure you can do it, and Beishamay is when he says you can't do it. The fact that he's saying you can't do it, he's holding like Beishamay. Why would he do that? El Ravasi Leslie Ahi Ukimto Lakaman Bibiye Shayla Pligi. He doesn't hold of that Lashon and the Gemara later on. Okay. Let's just go to the next round is more important. He says, Chutz Mikonim Ishti Nenes Li Shaganva is Kisi Shahi has been even know the Shlo because of another Shlo Gunva. Kahi ha girsa berov hanuskos. This is the girsa in the most of the manuscripts. The ikamad the amr de tausahi. Some say this is a mistake. Why? The e know the shlo ikaso v'shelo gunva hechi kamer chutz mikonim ishto hanidrishkagosu. That's a nidrishkago, which we all said. If you had that language at the end, he's making the shvuah the nether based on these facts. He's mistaken. So it's nidrishkagos, which you just learned in our mishnah. And nidrishkagos do not need hataras chacham vaskinan el right to e note tsaru shelas chacham. Varmila Kaman, that's by Nidresh Gagos. Varmila Kaman, Kishem Shi Nidresh Gagos Mutarim, Kach Shvush Gagos Mutaros. So to Shvush Gagos Mutar. So he, according to many people, you don't have that Girsa. So Aval Harash Bazal Kavsov, the Esther the Garsile. Maybe we do have this Girsa. He tries to be making the Girsa. Vichit Nam de Masnisin, like we said, that what we said before, that Vichit Gavna Eret Sarah Shela, that the Nidresh Gagos do not need the Shela's Chacham. Hani Mili, that's in the situation, but Omer, Sheim Lo Mip Nekain Lo Ayamidira. Now he said, and had it not been for these facts, I would not make the neder. It's only because of these facts, and if these facts do not exist, then I don't have the neder. Aval b'mami dvarav. But if afterwards he says, no, I still want to take the neder. Aval b'mami dvarav, the amar, afal p'kein. Nevertheless, v'daito haya shalo tenem imeno tzarek l'sheila. Must be, maybe it's a case where he says, nevertheless. So we say, so nevertheless, so therefore we say, we are going to go try to find another way to be matur that neder. Even though he used Shem Hashem. V'hacha b'mam bin Mayri. So he has to make his akimta. He says, "Ufi peirusho nirali dechika amar chutz mikonim ishti mishum de ika tarti." So why is he saying chutz mikonim ishti? What's the issue over here? He says there are two things: mishum de ika tarti kamar shalom beso v'od haveki ein nidrish kagos. He can be matir the neder for two reasons. Number one is because you have a shalom bias issue. Number two, it's similar to nidrish kagos. It's close enough to nidrish kagos that I'll still go in and try to find the pesach for that. About Huzal Omer Afilu Nimsa Shiganva Nishalam Atim Lo Mishum Shalom Beso. But he says the Rashba himself says And even if it turns out that it is true, and it's not Nidrish Gagos, we're still going to be trying to go find a Pesach for him, even though he used Shem Hashem, because of Shalom Bias. Okay. That's a machlokes, what to do with the Girsa. Now we're going to have a few cases. Hahu to Asai l'kameid Rav Asi. So there's this woman who came before Rav Asi, who wanted Rav Asi to be Mati Rishua. Amra Allah, so Rav Asi asks her, b'may nadart. What did you take to Neder? So here the Russian and all the Rishonim say that the Lashon of Neder is not Neder, it means Shvua over here, because we're talking about Shem Hashem. So she says, I took the Shvua Belkei Yisrael, the name of the God of Israel. So Amra Allah, so Rav Asi says to her, that's a problem. Ina dart b'mohi, how do you just use mohi? She kinu b'alma mizdakenina lach. How do you just use the kinoi? Now use the actual Shem Hashem. I could come now and try to be matir your neder, but hashdod yeshua. I mean, the hashdod the lona dart b'moi elavulkei Yisrael lo mizdakekina loch. I'm not. I can't have the ability to go ahead and to be matir Yeshua, because Yeshua uses Shem Hashem. We don't go ahead and we're not matir. It's too serious.
Kinoi means a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Such as
mohi. Give an example. Mohi. Okay. You say Hashem. You don't say Hashem's name. You don't say Yukei Velke. You say Hashem. Rav Kahana Ikla Lebei Rav Yosef. Rav Kahana was invited to the house of Rav Yosef. Amra Lei, so Rav Yosef says to Rav Kahana, again, with this feeding stuff, with the food. Litomar Midi. You, come on, Rav Kahana, eat something. So Amra Lei, Rav Kahana says back to him, no, I'm not going to eat. Not only that, he takes a shua. Marakula, in the name of the master of the world, lo to imdele, I'm not going to eat anything. So Amra Leis, Rav Yosef says back to him, lo marikula lo temtile. Then in the name of the master of the world, you're not going to eat. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, right, Hanich Rav Kahana Amra lo marikula. I understand Rav Kahana swore in the name of God. He's making a shvua. He's making a shvua that he's not going to eat. The Rav Yosef, my Amra lo marikula. What was the point of Rav Yosef using in Hashem's name of Nazir, you know, Ribono Shel Olam? What's the point of him using that? There's no Hachi Hug Amrale. This is Rav Yosef to Rav Kahana. Lo marikula hu dekamart hilchach lo te'im tolei. Since you use the words of, you know, Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the world, so that I guess is considered haskaras Hashem. I don't know, is that really Hashem Hashem? I guess you can say that that's Hashem Hashem. Hilchach, therefore, that since you mentioned the shame in Yeshua, lo te'im tolei. That's the reason why you can't eat, because I cannot be matir that shua. You use such a serious shua, I can't be matir shua. I don't know, Ribono Shel Olam, don't call that's a Shem Hashem. I guess so. I guess according to this.
And Rav Kahana didn't
know. No, he didn't know. He was being very serious. So Amar Rav Nachman. Rava says the name of Nachman. Hilchasad halach is postim charata. We can use charata, which means how, you know, originally you go back
had
to the original. Had I known, we are postim charata. By Nadarim and Shruos and Niskakim al Kesrael. Even if a person uses Shem Hashem in the Shua, we still could consider go ahead and absolve them of the Shua. Okay.
Is this Psak coming? That's the end?
I believe so. There's the Aleph there. We can look it up.
Is that Psak?
Yeah, he says, the Rambam in Hilchos Shua.
How is Rava going against his Rebbe?
How is Rava going against his Rebbe? He holds like somebody else. He's quoting the name of Rav Nachman. Rav is calling Rav Nachman. Okay. He's not Rav Elazar. He says he can listen to you, don't have to do that. Alright? He's holding like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's Basra, so maybe he holds like him. Maybe, I don't know. I didn't think of the question. I don't know.
He just repeated what Rav Nachman said. So Rav Kahana was able to eat.
Well, he didn't hold like that, so he maybe not. The only thing he could have been is he could have been matir shua, but until he's matir shua, he can't eat. Okay. Next case. Mishtabach le Rava le Rav Nachman be Rav Schora. So Rava praised Rav Schora in front of Rav Nachman. So he gave praise to Rav Schora in front of Rav Nachman. The Adam Gadol. He told Rav Nachman that this Rav Schora is a very, very
great man.
So Amar Lo, so Rav Nachman says to Rava, Kishe Yavoli Yotcha, when he comes, Savi Uledi. I want to be a guest speaker in my shul. Let him come to me. Let it come to me. Havilei. So Havilei Nidra Limishra. Rav Schora had a bunch of Nadarim that he wanted to be Matir his Neder. So when he came, also coming to Rav Nachman, he came before Rav Nachman in order that Rav Nachman could be Matir his Neder. So Rav Nachman is now looking for a Pesach to be Matir his Neder. So Amrlei Nadarta Dr. Hachi, did you know about this when you took the Neder? Amrlei in, yeah. Adarta the Hachi, about this? In, yeah. So Kamas made it a few times. So Ikbi Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman got upset on Rav Schora that he took such a strong neder that he's not able to be matir. What are you doing taking such a strong neder? He's a Russia, he's all the, what are you doing taking such a strong neder? So Amalei, so he said to Rav Schora, Zil Likilach, go to your house, I guess. Go right, Kilach means your house?
Porch.
Yeah?
Porch.
Your porch. What does that mean?
Go to your room.
Okay, go to your house. Nafak Rav Schora, Pasach Pisach Nashi. So Rav Schora goes back now and he has found the Pesach himself. Why? Because he never thought that he, by taking the neder, he would get Rav Nachman so upset. So he says, right, so he says, Rebbe Omer, had I known at the time I took a neder, that by taking such a neder, Rav Nachman would have been so upset, I never would have taken the neder. So Rebbe Omer, Ezu Derek Ishara, Sheyavor Lo Adam, what's the straight path that a person should choose for himself? It's called Shehi Teferis Lo Oseh. You have to do something that's wonderful to Oseh, but Teferis Lo Min Adam. It makes him look good in the eyes of other people. So the Vahashta, the Iker of Nachman, the Daita the Hakalon Nachi. The fact that Rav Nachman will get upset at me, that I didn't take a neder. That wasn't not part of my cheshbon. Surely Navshe, and he allowed himself to be Matir the Neder. Let's do one more case and then try to do the Ran. So Rav Shimon Berebi, that's a good question. Can you be Matir your own Neder?
Yeah. But then we say,
so he brings down here that can't be, because there's a Gemara in Daf Pei Aleph that says, Ain't Tamachachon.
He found the Pesach himself.
And told Rav Nachman. He says, the Ran says on the bottom, the last Ran. Hide the low possibly bicharata apple pi.
Yes,
number
25.
No, not.
Cannot.
That's a Gemara. It's going to be a Gemara Daf Pei Aleph. Ain't Tam Chochem Yochel Ahat Yer Nidro Nidre Atzmo. So it must be he found the answer and hey, Rav Nachman, I found it.
Told somebody else, yes.
And he told Rav Nachman, told somebody else how to do it. So Rav Shimon Rebbe Havelei Nidro L'Mishra. So Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, had some Nidarim that he wanted to be Matir. So Asla Kamei, it's weird. We just said before, all these Amoraim said that it's Kamakriv Bama and you're in Russia. Right. They had these Tanaim generations prior. They're full of Nadarim.
I don't know.
So Asla Kamei, the Rabban and Amarle, he said to them, Nadarta Adahachi, did you make an edit based on this? Amarle, Adahachi, and Kamazim, and again, a bunch of the times. So Vahavi Mistar Rabban and Mishimshal Tulum, Tulum, Mishimshal. The Rabban was so upset. They were going from the sun to the Sheikh, from the Sheikh to the sun. They were all upset. So let's skip the parentheses. So Amrlei, so Butnis Berei to Abashol Bar Butnis. So Butnis, the son of Abashol, Ben Butnis. Somehow he's related to Rabbi Shimon. Right? Mina Darta Dati, the Matari Rabbanim, Tula Shimshim Shimshim Shmulud. You have this in mind? We took an edit that it would upset the Rabbanim so much that they would have to go from the shade to the sun and from the sun to the shade. So Amrlei, no. And therefore they were able to be Matir the Neder. Okay.
So what is he saying? Had I known that I'd be upsetting the rabbis, I wouldn't have done it.
And wouldn't have done it, and therefore we found the Pesach to be Matir the Neder. Okay. So if you look at the Ran, the first of the wide lines at the bottom, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Hilchasar, by the Halacha, Posim Lecharatav, and Iskakam Lekei Yisrael, Perish, Posim Lecharatav, Bein Beneder, Bein Meshuvah, both by Neder and Meshuvah, Bein Iskaki Nami Lechathchila Lekei Yisrael, even if he says, uses Hashem's name. V'lo Shana Nakat Chefetz Biyadeh, it doesn't matter if he held that Chefetz in his hand, used Hashem's name, Olo Nakat Chefetzah, Vafiliki Nakat Chefetzah, Niskakin. Right, the low chamir naked chefetz el in and shuas hadayon in leumeyala, holding the sefer Torah, we take a shua. The only something we use to impose fear upon somebody who was taking a shua in court. It has nothing to do with the bitoy of a shua, right? Aval ikar shua b'shem o b'kinuhu. The ikar shua, the Rambam insists, doesn't have to be with a shame. It can be with a shame or with a nickname. The afal gav the amar gaon, even though that one of the gaonim said, man, I like these rhymes because they're historical. You start bringing down other, you know, other things. Avagav the Amar Gaon, man di ishtabim sefer Torah, someone takes a shvul with holding the sefer Torah, oh, beseres hadivros, or even with just the aseres hadivros, ein lo hafara olamis, there's no way to be made for the neder, less than the milsaklal. That's not true at all. Hadin hu, dina de Gemara, the din is like the Gemara says, da filu shvuos, niskakin uposim mecharata, the ein sorich lo maledarim. Even with shvuos, you can do it with charata, and you don't, and same thing by nedarim. Record of the difference between Pesach and Charat of Al Rav Haig is going Zal. Right, he took the Sefer Torah, holding the Sefer, because it obeys him when you take a Shvuah of Modem Mixash with the Raisa, you hold the Sefer Torah. Okay, right. So if he takes that same Sefer Torah, takes the same oath, which is Shvuah Dor Raisa, takes the same oath, swearing not to eat something, that doesn't add anything to a Shvuah's Bito, it's only added by Dayanim.
So when they ask him, right, had he known, he would never have done it. So why wouldn't that be a Zalman?
I don't understand the question. We're saying that holding the Sefer Torah does not make the Shvuah any more chamor, so that we don't say we had Taras Nadarim. You would have thought it would make it more chamor because it makes the Shvuah's Dayanim more chamor, but it doesn't make the Shvuah's Bitoy any more chamor. Aval Rabbeinu Haigon Zal Hichmin bin Nadarim, he was very machmir with Nadarim. Shelo liftoch b'charata, you can't do charata, you can't have remorse. You can say, oh, I feel like it's terrible that I'm doing this now, it's not helpful now. Pesach means, say, had I known back then, certain situations, I wouldn't have made the net there. Charata means I can't do it anymore. I don't want to go forward anymore. It's a different type of absolution. So he says you don't do charata. We just said that we do charata. Va'amar the anan hashta ira dinan karov l'Rav Asi rav dinan. When it said what we do, we similar to Rav Asi. The amar eicha chamati elkein abar nadarim. We only do the four nadarim, which is bePesach. Aval bCharata lo. The hichmer o b'shuos is even more machmer by shuos. Va'amar l'lo mizdakin behu klal. We don't shvus according to, right, this is according to Rav Haigon. Right, it says about, if you go a little further down, Aval Harav Hanasi El Bargolini Zal Kasa V'Shemar Yehuda Gon Zal Shehem Obe Nadarim V'Hisha Osam Shvus. He was even more machin by Nadarim and says he's not even machin Nadarim. He makes them more like shvus. They took Nadarim very seriously. Shalom Hatir Osam B'Pesach, not to use a Pesach El Dvar Mitzvah, unless it was a Dvar Mitzvah. Because of the Dafka Matar Chacham Chiru Aval Faras Baal, that's only when it comes to be Machmir for Chacham, so Matim in mind. But for a husband to be made for the wife's Nadarim, we're not Machmir so much because that's probably a Shalom bias. So you see, even though the Gemara says something, the Gaonim start chipping away at that and making me more Machmir and more Machmir and more Machmir. The problem being, I guess people were abusing the Nadarim. So the Gaonim tried very hard. I'm just trying to continue because I can't get this done. They try to rein people in to so that they don't continue with the Nadarim. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody,